So, what is the Buddhist technique for meditating on compassion? On the one hand, we need to develop loving kindness toward suffering beings. And secondly, we must identify the nature of suffering. You should begin the process by attempting to develop loving kindness toward beings who are in misery. For this purpose, meditation on equanimity is taught. If we examine the state of our ordinary minds, we may see how they segregate sentient beings into three groups: those to whom we feel close, those for whom we feel aversion, and those toward whom we are indifferent. Under such circumstances, our compassion toward others is one-sided and superficial. Therefore, in order to generate true compassion for all beings, we must first develop an attitude of equanimity, an impartial thought that views all sentient beings equally. It is also important to recognize that, although we feel close to our friends and relatives and are generally kind to them, this particular kindness springs from attachment and grasping. A selfish motive is behind our apparent kindness. We are biased, thinking this person has benefited me in this way or that person related to me in that way. So when we use the term kindness in everyday terms, we refer to something that would more accurately be called attachment. Broadly, there are two major techniques for developing equanimity. According to the first, we think about the uncertainty of relationships and about impermanence and suffering, and come to see the futility of clinging to some people and hating others. According to the second technique, seeing that all beings are the same in terms of wishing to gain happiness and to be free of suffering, we try to develop an impartial attitude toward all beings. The root text briefly summarizes this second method for developing equanimity.